The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
News.
And it's Ciara Doherty sitting in for Clare Byrne this morning. Now, Ireland's very first floating sauna is on track to open at Dunleary Harbour here in Dublin in the coming weeks. It's part of a long-term plan to develop the seaside amenities and get more people involved in activities both on and off the water. Well, our reporter Emma Turrell went to the South Dublin suburb to find out more.
Dozens of commercial saunas have popped up along the Irish coastline in the last few years, but none of them actually on the water. That's what's different about this venture, a sauna floating on the sea. It'll sit in Cole Harbour, right next to the Dart Line, on the west side of Dunleary Harbour.
Tim Ryan, I'm the Harbour Operations Manager for Dunleary Harbour. It's very exciting. It's probably the most exciting project that I've ever launched. I couldn't believe the activity level that built around it.
And how will it work and what will it look like? And for people who maybe might not be familiar with the harbour and Dunleary, where will it be situated?
So it's going to be situated off the old quay, which is actually the oldest pier in Dunleary Harbour. It was constructed before the harbour itself was built, so over 200 years old. And it's nice, I suppose, that that's the sort of location for one of the more modern interventions that we're bringing in. It's going to be floating at water level. There will be a pontoon that people can walk down steps, access the pontoon and get down to it. And I suppose when you're in it, it'll be like you're on a boat, essentially. You'll be looking straight out. You'll be at water level in a sauna. And I'm told that the weather doesn't have such an impact when you're in a sauna. But there is then the idea of this plunge pool outside, so you'll be able to go straight. And again, I said swimming is not permitted in the harbour generally, but this is a closed-off little plunge pool that people will be able to dip into as well. So it's exciting for us because it's a way of people getting connected with the water without necessarily taking part in sports. You know, so we're trying to cater for everybody, get everybody closer to the water and enjoy the wonderful amenity that is Dunleary Harbour.
In January last year, Dunleary Rathdown County Council announced it was looking for individuals or businesses to provide and operate this floating sauna in the inner harbour. Helios Sauna, which already has four locations across Wicklow, Wexford and Dublin, was picked. Matthew Burke and Mikolai Petrovsky are the founders.
There's so much talk about it every day in our other operations. We would hear, when's the floating sauna opening? How's it going to actually work? What's it all about? You know, so there's a lot of interest, a lot of positive interest. Yeah, the idea is, like, usually in a sauna session you'd have three hot exposures, three colds. So you'll be going in for about 10 to 15 minutes, however your body can handle, and then you'll be coming out of that straight into the cold plunge. See how long you can last. Some people can do up to 5 minutes depending on the temperature, and then you can hang around on the deck as well. There'll be some seats out there where you can just hang out, and then you'll go back in and then you can jump back out, and you'll be doing that for about three times for the duration of 45 to an hour.
Are you hoping to kind of do it year round, or how will it work?
Yeah, no, 100%. It's actually more of a kind of a winter thing, so not to just say you can't do it in the summer, but the colder the water, the better the effects, you know. So if you're going from like 80 degrees heat to the cold, that's the real refreshing part of it, and you feel the best after that, you know. So we're looking to be pushing this in the winter, and then obviously we've kind of missed the winter now. We're hopefully opening in May, but it's still all year round activity.
The structure, which will fit 12 people, is being built in Wexford and will then be brought to Dunleary and assembled on site.
That's one big aspect of the project, was the engineering feat to it. So we're like, me and Mikko are engineers by trade, but this is a bit above our pay grade. So we had to get some specialist help from some naval engineers, and also we're teaming up with EasyDock Ireland as well. So they're partnering with us to help us with the flotation of it. So stuff like stability, flotation, force and just general structural stability in the actual structure. So these are things that we had to look at to make sure that it's safe for customers to use.
The harbour is already home to a fleet of fishing vessels as well as a large sailing community, but the council wants to better utilise the space and create a national water sports campus. Paddy Boyd represents the Irish Sailing Association on the project group.
Just like the sports campus in Abbottstown, The water sports campus will provide similar facilities for all the water sports national governing bodies, and not just sailing and rowing and canoeing, but also for triathlon and swimming and diving. And we will have an event centre here that will enable us to attract international events, and at the same time will provide access to a greater audience of the general public.
How many people are sailing here, and what's the kind of the numbers of people participating in sports? Are there numbers of how many people could be participating in water sports here?
There are several thousand people sail here regularly. We have regattas and events that would bring in 2,000-3,000 people every couple of years, maybe 400-500 boats, and a wider group that would be associated with it as well.
And how vital is it for sailing and for all the other sports to have this space?
Oh, absolutely. It's access to the water around the country is limited enough. You need a slipway to get down into the sea. You need facilities on shore to look after your equipment or look after your clothing or look after yourself. So we have a rugged coastline, and there are harbours and the areas where you can actually get access to the water are few and far between. So developing that access here is a key part of water sports.
But there's a bigger picture for Dunleary Harbour. A master plan covering the next two decades was published in January. Tim Ryan, the harbour operations manager, says they've plans for everything from a cycle track along the East Pier to a hotel, lookout tower and seawater swimming pool.
So I suppose we start at the end of the East Pier, for example. We have the East Pier Lighthouse complex, which is a beautiful complex but totally underutilised. So we're looking to do a tourism project there, try and open it up as an interpretive centre or something. Either, you know, what the life of a lighthouse keeper used to be like, or potentially the army battery that was there in the past as well. We then have a coastal protection measure and a cycle route on the back of the East Pier. We have a floating cafe and platform at the Old Navy berth on the East Pier to, again, try and bring people closer down to the water. One of the problems in the harbour is that it was built at a height for shipping, and therefore the water's edge is not necessarily accessible to the general public. We have an education centre down in the West Pier, and connecting the whole lot, I suppose, one of the key things is we have this central spine, we call it, connecting the East to the West Pier with a beautiful pathway, cycle routes, a lot more greening and biodiversity throughout the harbour as well. It's always been a little bit concretey or stone. So we're trying to introduce some greenery into it.
And tell me a bit about this area, this new plaza and the swimming pool or pool connected, I suppose.
Yeah, so right at the bottom of Marine Road, so the middle of Dunleary outside the train station, we're looking to reimagine that space. There's a big roundabout there now, which is all designed around the old Stena HSS ferry. But there's no need for that much space to be dedicated to traffic. So we're looking to pedestrianise a lot of it to create a harbour plaza garden, essentially, which again bleeds down to the water's edge. So you should be able to come and have your lunch sitting on steps at the water's edge. And then just off from that, we have on the east side a floating swimming pool, again with a sauna and things, so that there's something for people to do right in the middle of the harbour. Traditionally, you can't swim in the harbour because of the danger of boats. But if we create this sort of swimming pool platform, then that makes it safer so people can enjoy the harbour from a swimming perspective, which they've never been able to do before, really. And then on the other side, we're looking to reutilise the old ferry terminal building as a food hall.
There's already a number of businesses operating from Cole Harbour offering boat tours of Dublin Bay, paddleboarding and kayaking. Sean Greif is from Moon Tour, which offers a mini Gaeltacht experience on the water.
So Moon Tour is an Irish language adventure centre. We're based here in Dunleary. We've been running for 12 years. We do kayaking, paddleboarding, a load of different water sports, yoga, photography, different land-based activities as well. And it's just about getting people excited about using Irish through experiential learning. So taking Irish a little bit out of the classroom and letting people have a more tangible experience with the language.
So you're going to get more people around you, I suppose, and more different groups and companies with this master plan. Just your reaction to the master plan as a whole, and I suppose the fact that there's going to be a national water sports campus as well.
The master plan, I think, is exceptional. What really impressed me from the get-go was their push towards sustainability. We are really, you know, we're a completely nature-based business. We're out there on the water, in the weather. We see the impact that the kind of changing climate has on us in terms of stormier summers, heavier rains, all that sort of stuff has an impact on us. And I was really impressed with how the future focus of the Harbour Master Plan is looking at sustainability, redesign eco areas that we can then use and, I suppose, expose people to the amazing biodiversity that we actually have here in a working harbour.
And I presume it would be good news for you guys to get more people involved in water sports in Dunleary.
Well, the more people that are involved in water sports, it's great news for us. And I think COVID was a great stepping stone to get people outdoors and get people appreciating what we had on our doorstep. And this will just further facilitate that. I mean, the amount of people that I think want to get out there and we just need to make it easy for them, I think the Harbour Master Plan definitely does do that.
It sounds like great fun. And thanks to Emma Turrell for that report.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.